Okay, I won't bore you with a lot of content, but every year we like to just keep this fresh, keep it in front of you, what we are, who we are as a committee, and what we do and why we do it. So, a couple slides. I will be unable to take you into all of the bunny trails that this committee travels on, but I just picked out a few things and I'll share them with you. Who we are. Christian School Resource Committee, or sometimes called CSRC, was formed in 2015. It's a committee of 8 members representing all of the CMCO church districts. CSRC was established by and reports to the ministerial body, the CMCO ministry. We are a committee in name, not a board, and that was deliberate to say we have no authority to manage or operate your schools. We are a committee. We're here to come alongside you in initiatives and in your work, but we're not here to do your work. Serve CMCO schools and schools of like-minded fellowships. Current committee. Just going to share what the terms look like, just in case you're ever asked to join this committee, you have a bit of a heads up. They are 4-year terms, and committee members are eligible to serve 4 consecutive. So if you do the math, 4 times 4, that's 16. You can serve for quite some time without being relieved. School teacher representative is chosen by the committee and is a 2-year assignment. Jonathan talked about that. Jonathan currently serves as the school teacher representative. This is the current committee. I'll just leave that up for a minute. Most of us are walking around here today. Brother Leon Bowman is not here. Brother Leon is our chairman. He has been recently appointed as chairman, and I'm happy for that. What is our mission? Mission to come alongside school boards and school administration of private schools, private Christian schools, and to simply engage in initiatives that will help us all do school better. It's pretty simple. Whatever that looks like, you know, that has changed over time. There's been different things that'll come along the way. The COVID factor, right? There was a couple years in there where there was a lot of kind of extracurricular conversations around COVID and what that means. Not sure that we always gave the best advice, but we certainly were called to give a lot of advice through that period. Different things that this could include. I thought for a minute I would just dive into what is a private school in Ontario. Most of us are from the province of Ontario. I just thought I'd just share briefly what is that definition, what actually are we, who are we? There's 2 types of private schools in the province. The one is an inspected private school, and the second one is an uninspected private school. That's who you represent today. Uninspected meaning the government pretty much leaves us alone. As in private schools, and this is directly off the Ministry of Education's website, private schools are a business or a nonprofit organization that must meet the requirements found at this link in the Education Act, but are independent of the Ministry of Education. They really are hands-off, and they're deliberate about that. The government does not provide or impose any of the following on private schools, especially uninspected private schools. Funding or financial support, there is none. I doubt any of you are taking government funding for your schools. Regulation, they basically don't regulate what we do and how we do it. Just think about that for a moment. There is no licensing requirements. Our teachers don't need to be licensed. Our schools don't need to be licensed. There is no accreditation requirements for our teachers. There is no oversight of operations, so they don't show up and say, you're doing this wrong. Now, there's a few additional comments I'll make regarding private schools. I'd like to highlight this one. We are a privileged people above many in the world. Mennonites, Anabaptist people, concentrate themselves around the world in regions where we can do school kind of on our own, such as Ontario. There is a reason that not many Mennonite groups have moved to the province of Quebec. It's not the same there. This could change. Let's just pause and think about that. The government is hands-off, but it has a few requirements surrounding just a little bit of reporting. How many here are familiar with some of that reporting? Oh, there's still a few. I was going to say there's fewer than there was 10 years ago because of this man. If you are struggling through the reporting, you ought to get in touch with Daniel Hauser. He will be a friend of yours very quickly. Daniel is an accountant, lives up north. Some of you know him, and he basically handles your school reporting such as your accountant might handle your income tax returns. He does it for you. You give him the information, and he submits for you. All right, this is my final slide. I'm just going to walk through the events that the School Resource Committee plans and operates. I remember it's probably 10 or 11 years ago when we started this committee. Some of you that were there, there's a handful of you that were there at the beginning of this committee, and I was adamant. I remember telling the committee, we're not just going to be an event planning committee. We're going to do other things too. We've done a lot of other things, but my oh my, we've become an event planning committee. Those of you on the committee can vouch for that. Now, that said, I don't resent that. If events are what bring the most value to our school community, then we want to serve in that way. It might change. It might change over time. There might be something pop up, and this committee will pivot into something else. And we are prepared for that. But right now, we're doing a lot of events. I'm going to give them to you in calendar sequence. Teacher Inspiration Day, third Friday in February. And all of you that develop your school calendars, you can pretty much count these in. You can figure these out. So if you want to take a picture of this slide after I'm done, you may. Teacher Inspiration Day is always scheduled for the third Friday of February. Remember that when you're doing your school calendar. This is an all-day event instructed by teachers for teachers. We are deliberate when we plan this to use school teachers as instructors. We haven't always 100% done that, but we try and use school teachers, unlike this event. Christian School Administration Institute, this is us today, third Friday of March. You can pretty much write that in the books, too. I was going to say take it to the bank, but write it in the books. It's a bit different than the event a month ago. We have very few school teachers here. Brother Jonathan, you're here. There's a few others. Levon, you're here. We're glad that you're here. But we don't expect the pews to be filled with a lot of first-year teachers at this event. It's by design. Teacher Training Week, this is the most intense event that we do, that we facilitate. It's a 4-day event. And those of you that have been there or participated in that, I know, Jonathan, you've been there, LaVon, you've been there, maybe a few others. It's an intense week. We make the teachers stay there all day. There's 11 or 12 hours of pretty much you got to be there and concentrate. Most of them are tired by the end of the week. We try and bring in good, solid instructors for both new and veteran school teachers. This year it is at Gospel Light. Gospel Light School is hosting this, and get your teachers signed up for it. We haven't advertised it yet, but we have most of the speakers, instructors, all of the instructors, Jonathan says, secured. So we're really looking forward to this. School Board Forum, hesitated to put this up here because it is a kind of a by invite only. We started fairly small a couple years ago. It's a 4-hour meeting, bringing school boards together in a fairly intimate way, talking about challenges, problems, wins, highlights, different things. Different school boards come with different content. Last year, Brother Jeremy Gerber, I'll pick on you. Last year you talked about special ed and how that worked out in your school, and I was so blessed by that. Many of you have been at this forum. We're trying to expand this a little bit to include some more schools. Not quite sure how we're going to do all of that, but we're doing our best to expand it without it getting awkward. I think that one will be Saturday. Yes, that one moves a little bit. Yes, because, good point. We'll announce that one. Partnership Conference, this is our newest event. And how many of you were at the Partnership Conference in November? Oh, quite a number of you. Some of us were just talking at the back. That may become our most popular event. It's a new event held for the first time last fall, filled with presentations and interactions. The goal is to foster this partnership or the teamwork between school administration, school boards, pastors, and the staff. So the setting is different. It's not like this. We held it in a community hall, and we sat together as schools, and there was a bit more interactive content. We didn't know how this would go. It was a bit kind of off and left field for us when we were planning it, but it went very well. And we'll probably make a few tweaks, but look for that one again. And we got a lot of really good feedback on that event. So I'll pause. Is there any questions that you might have in regards to who is the School Resource Committee? Many of you know who we are, but I'll just pause for a couple seconds. We are always open to feedback and advice. We're doing our best to kind of scratch where the itch is. What are the needs at any given kind of space and time, and we're trying to help. Our goal is simply to come alongside you and help you do better what you do. Leave it at that. Turn it back over to you, Jonathan.